بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are very near to the period of Hajj, and very often we hear a person saying that in our days or my grandfather's days, they would go from Ramadan, do one Hajj, stay one whole year, complete another Hajj and come back. This, my dear friends, is a dream, and it is something that many of us would like to do, but for whatever reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not opened up that channel for each and every person. Very few can achieve that. There may be many, many reasons for that. One is that the qadr and the value, the people who used to go before to the holy places, Mubarak places, their value for that place was so much that even when eating a khajur means date, and when they come with the seed, they will dispose of the seed in the most respectable manner. To this extent, though we cannot put a masla on this, but to show you respect, once there was an old auntie, and she had, for some reason, someone sent her some itar from Madina Sharif, what we know the common itar, 5 riyal itar for, it's called Salma, is about the most common one, not this expensive wood. So the itar was taken out and the box got Salma written in Arabic. She's asking, if you throw this in a bin, is it bad? Now you know that it's just a box. It's got nothing to do with Medina, probably is made in some other country. But what I'm trying to highlight is that the people before had exceptional respect for Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, Aqsa Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala, according to their respect and adab, Allah Ta'ala made them nasib dar, and Allah Ta'ala blessed them. In our time, now when people are going for Umrah for 1 week, 2 weeks, the youngsters are asking the question, and this thing came to us also. They're saying, look, what else must do here? We're running out, we're bored now. We finished doing the Ihram thing we did. And we did the rounds, and we ran from here to there. Is there anything else, like, you know, something more exciting to be done here? Now, imagine if somebody had to go for 1 year and spend his time like that. So Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us from that angle, that according to what we can manage, that's the amount of time He gave us. And in that time, if you show respect, so it's sufficient to say what was muqaddar, what was will for us in that time, we spent it correctly and we came back, inshallah we won't be questioned, we'll be rewarded. Another angle, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we had gone to Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif with our very, very seniors. Allah Ta'ala blessed us on that safar. So one of the companions in the safar asked the senior of our safar that, why is it so hard to come here? And more especially it was at the time of Salam. At that time, you're just standing there and then they say, you know, Gidda, move on, and they're shuffling the crowd. So it becomes very, very frustrating, because such a daunting journey, arduous task, leaving the family, boarding the flight, all the things that go with traveling. And now that Ain Moka, the special time that comes to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or to present ourselves with as-salatu wasalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. At that time you are being shuffled without any peace. It's a bit unsettling for any person that was trying to achieve this. So the answer he gave us was a very, very apt answer, and I would like to share it. Says, you see, the people in the past used to make qurbani, used to make sacrifice to come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They used to make sacrifice to come to Makkah Sharif. And the journey used to, you see, you know, culminate with the meeting of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In this time, there are flights such that you can read Fajr in South Africa, and Isha probably you can make in one of the Haramain Sharifain. That's how easy the flight has become. And if somebody has got a little bit more wealth, they can even reach there as fresh as they woke up now. Because if you sleep in the first class or business class, you won't even feel the journey. So in going to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to go through so much. Siddiq Akbar is serving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to go through so much. Farooq Azam had to take a dagger in the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu had to give his neck. Sidna Ali karamallahu wajhahu, you know what assassination. All, though these came after the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the mission, look what they went. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's meeting and Huzur Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presentation, there has to be some juhud. Some juhud means some type of uphill, some type of difficulty. Man jadda wajada. So when a person understands that, you know, at the tip of a finger I can get visa now. At the tip of a finger I can get a flight. If I'm not mistaken, nowadays even the visa you can get in one day, correct? That means if we all decide from Masjid Fatima, this afternoon we're going for Umrah, if it's open, by evening we all can be in the flight and we can be gone, quarter past four flight, we can, quarter past seven flight, we can leave. So when everything is at the tip of the button, the message that is coming, that your meeting of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not at the tip of the button. That is still, the button is in our hands. Because we have heard reports of people standing there for 45 minutes and they didn't move them. How this is possible? Allah Ta'ala doesn't make it such that the guard can see. Oh, Allah makes the guard's heart soft at that time. And by Muwajja Sharif, he leaves the person. Muwajja Sharif means the facial part of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you get another part where the feet are, is called Aqdam-e Aliyah. So wherever the person is, he's not being shuffled. So the idea that we're getting across is that to get to Madinah Sharif and Makkah Sharif, it should be a desire in each and everyone's heart. Now there are many brothers who haven't been there, and there are certain brothers that have been there once, and certain people have been there often. Now my talk and address is to those people who have got that aspiration, but when they look at the Hajj price and they look at the packages, they just put the package down and say, the most I can get to Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif in Hajj wise is to look at the package. That is my package. Because there are certain people that have been saving. Someone told them at one stage, if you have 20,000, you can go for Hajj. Hey, they just made that 20,000. Come 20,000, they told them, no, now it's gone up to 30. Then they said, no, we'll make it 35, so we're safe. By that time, it's gone to 50. Now someone made it to 50, and the package has gone 90. And in that time, the energy, the vigor, and the vitality and aspiration, like a burning candle, it just extinguishes in the wind. And the person say that, look, my Hajj, Allah Ta'ala will it one day, some way, Allah will maybe send for Hajj Badal somebody, but I don't think so I'll ever see the Holy Land. But inshallah, with the time allotted to me, I just want to share with you some incidents that when Allah Ta'ala wills your Hajj, Allah Ta'ala will it, and you don't know how it will happen. Because even the most wealthy of person, sometimes he's trying to go. I was in Cape Town in December. We had gone in the Tabligh Jamaat, and a very, very wealthy man, good-hearted person. And he booked his family on the what you call A-class package for Umrah. But the agent was of a C-class. And having all the money, booking the business class and everything, the agent is not responding. On the other hand, you get a person selling some cook sisters, that person is saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. So from this, I'm giving you first-hand information that it's not when we can go there and I want to go there and when I want to go there. But my dear friends, it is when Allah Ta'ala calls us there. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, in one of the Hajj journey, this I'm not trying to say that I made Hajj, I'm just sharing an incident. So how must I speak if I don't say something? So you have to have a wide mind when I'm speaking. In that flight, Allah Ta'ala blessed me the company next to who I was sitting, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar, Rahmatullah Ali, a great muaddis, imam, teacher, faqih. You all know his profile. And for those of you that know of Hazrat Maulana's life, every year he will go for Hajj. Now being a student, and I'm still a student, but a younger student at that time, so these akabirin and these seniors, when you sit with them, sometimes it's nice to just talk to them, and they also open-hearted. So I said, Maulana, I just want to ask you something, that you're going for Hajj every year, what is the secret? It's an interesting question. Make Shukar ask the question. Because now he's gone to the Qabr, how are you going to answer? So, as a Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, Nawwar Allah Markadahu Rahmatan Wasiya, he told me one word. He said, Bhai Ilyas, it is based on your tamanna. It's based on your desire. And now to get that desire accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is in the prerogative of Allah. But when we have a desire that I want to go and present myself in the Haramain Sharifain, I want to circumambulate and do tawaf of the Ka'batullah, even if a person has got a job as a gardener, listen to me what I'm saying. I never have my lunch still, but I'm talking knowing what I'm saying. Even if a person is a gardener, simple gardener, is doing someone's gardening, and you're earning 2,000 rand a month, 800 rand a week, that man is not a candidate for Hajj outwardly. Because you know one room over there, one night will cost him maybe Hajj time, 2-3 months of his salary. So the most simple person working somewhere, offloading or washing someone's cars, I'm speaking to you. You want to go for Hajj, isn't it? Do you want to go for Hajj? Yes or no? Sometime must speak also. Yes or no? You want to go, isn't it? So listen to this incident. In Bombay, Bombay is in India, now they call it Mumbai. Now in Bombay, there was one person who was selling oranges. So whole day he will say, Santra, Santra, meaning oranges, oranges. And he was selling the oranges near the ship. So when people are boarding the ship, they're buying one sack, two sack, and they to cut oranges and eat it while you're on the ocean. It's very tasty because you put salt on it, try it out. One day I was in Tabligh Jamaat and someone gave us one whole packet of oranges. Students, they like burgers and braai. Where are they going to eat oranges? So I said, let me take my try. I cut the oranges, put some salt, two oranges only. And I told him, just give it a try. After that, they're saying, Amir Sahab, another two. Amir Sahab, another two. They finished the oranges. So oranges taste very nice. So these people, they bought oranges and they went and sat down in the ship. In the meantime, the ship got what you call economy class, it got business class, and it got deluxe class. So one person from the deluxe class, he got a message, come home quickly, mom very sick, in telegram form. Those are the original telegram. Now the telegram is electronic. That means, Aja Jalli Ma Bimar. No, you pay money for each letter. So he went to the captain, and he's telling the captain, can I have a refund? Captain said, I can't give you a refund because we are about to leave today, tomorrow. What you can do is give it to your relative. He said, I'm not even from here. I'm from another part of India. I came to the port, like someone from Ladysmith coming to Durban. Where are you going to find some? So, okay, can you give it to a friend? He said, I don't know anybody in Bombay. He said, all right, you want to forfeit the ticket, but you can give it to anybody. Now, those days, once you buy the ticket for the ship, already you got visa, you got passage, everything. Now, this person is thinking, his mother is not well, what must I do? Hey, who can I give this to? The easiest person, he heard one voice. Santra, Santra, Santra. Say, hey, Santra wala, hey, orange man, come here. So he said, you made Hajj. So you can imagine, those of you that are familiar with the simple Indians that are there, you know, why are you making fun of the poor people? Kya gareeb ka mazak urata hai? You know, like if you want to hurt a poor man's feelings, come with $100 in a squatter camp and say, can you convert it to rand? Man, I haven't got 2 cents to rub. Where are you going to convert $100? So he said, why are you making fun of a poor man? You know I only got oranges. He said, I'm asking you, did you do Hajj? He said, I dream of Hajj. So he they said, look here, you're going for Hajj. Now this person, every day he's buying so many stack of oranges, what is he going to do? So he, out of happiness, he gave all that oranges as a sadqa, and this man gave him ticket, gave him boarding, lodging and spending. And now, if you're familiar with ship, alhamdulillah, I went on a ship, the Anastasis, when I was in Tabligh Jamaat, then one of the time we had to go in the ship, another time in Mozambique. So ships are very, very big. Sometimes you're on a ship, you forget you're on the water, it's so massive, it's like a whole building. So this man who's selling the oranges, he's saying, just now, I was at the bottom by the port, by the harbor, and all the people were buying tickets and going in the ship and loading their luggage and eating my oranges and looking at me. Now Allah changed the table all around. I'm in my deluxe suite. I'm in my first class suite. And I'm looking at all the people eating my sadqa oranges. Sadqa means millah oranges. For Allah Ta'ala, I gave it. And how Allah Ta'ala honored me. Then he went for Hajj like that. My dear friends, there are many incidents. In Ghana, there is one uncle there. Ghana is in Africa. So the Turkish news report agency was doing some coverage. Obviously, nowadays, you don't have to go everywhere. You can send the drones. Drones are used for good work also. So they were trying to do research on the mountains, on the topography, on the geographical locations. But sometimes the drone, it runs out of battery life if you don't bring it in quickly or it gets a technical fault. So that drone, that thing was flying somewhere in the middle of Ghana and that thing gave up and it fell down. When it fell down now, that thing is worth so many thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, not the one that we play around with, this is a professional one. So they do have a tracker system in it that has an aftermarket battery that is installed. So they track. Eventually they found it in one hand of one Ghana uncle, old uncle. And this uncle is saying, I heard of Hajj, but what kind of aeroplane they go in? The aeroplane is so small. He's such a simple man, he's a Dehati, he's a villager. He don't know anything. So he's saying, but how you all sit on this plane to go for Hajj? Because Allah sent the plane, but I can't sit in this thing. Some excuse he gave. So the Turkish reporter, whatever his name was, he was a Muslim. Now, he heard that this person wanted to do Hajj and he's such a simple man. So he got a drone back as a gift to him for being honest. He didn't dismantle the drone. He went back to the Turkish people and he made a chanda. Chanda means a collection. And each one gave so many thousand lira, so many hundred dollars, so many hundred this, that, euros, whatever. And they amassed the money and they came. And alhamdulillah, 2020, 2022, somewhere around there, this man from the middle of Africa who couldn't spell the word Hajj, he went and made labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. So my beloved friends, each and everyone that is seated here, Allah Ta'ala makes arrangements for people. Allah Ta'ala makes arrangements for people. When we were studying Mishkat Sharif, then at that time, I don't know from who it was, from the king or whatever it was, he said he wants some students to come for Hajj. So there was one student from the fifth year. He went to the office to give the register or something for Ustad. So the principal told the student, student, did you make Hajj? He said, Hafsa, where are we going to make Hajj? He said, you got passport. He said, go bring the passport, we're going for Hajj. This was in year 2001. Allah Ta'ala made arrangement for the Hajj. Now, just going to the office, you want to do Hajj, but you're a student. And Allahu Akbar, you can imagine the suffer after that, with all these akabirin, the student went with him. So Allah Ta'ala makes the arrangement for Hajj. But what is the secret, my dear friends? Who remembers the secret word? Tamanna. What it is? Tamanna is a desire. So with about 1 or 2 minutes left on my side, my dear friends, all of us make intention that inshallah I want to go for Hajj. Say inshallah. I want to present myself there. And from my side now, what can I do from my side? Everybody over here, if I ask you, have you got 1 rand in your pocket, Muazzin? You got, isn't it? You got 1 rand? You got 1 rand? No 1 rand you got. Allah give you 10 rand. Say inshallah. Right? Whatever we got, 1 rand 50 cents from today, listen to me. Start putting the 1 rand 50 cents, even 20 cents. 20 cents, put it in a tin, put it in a bottle, and write over there, Hajj money. Now, from our side, Allah Ta'ala will open up the way. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّ Whatever, this is not only for Tabligh Jamaat, this verse. If you open Jalalain Sharif, whatever, you make effort in Tasawwuf, Allah will open that. You make effort for Talim, Allah will open that. You make effort for going for Hajj. So everything. Another thing, my dear friends, my grandmother personally, she used to milk the cow, she stay in Malagasy. Malagasy is near Orient Hills. You know where is Malagasy? Near Spingo Hills. My grandmother sold milk, she sold butter, and she should plant millets. With that money, she did the Hajj. In 1952, 1953, they went with the ship. So today also, I know the Hajj package is 90,000, 110,000, 150, whatever the price is. And your 50 cents, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are showing your tamanna. And my dear friends, another way to collect for Hajj is that every month or every 2 months, I don't need a new takis. I don't have to have hairstyle. How handsome more are you going to look? You look very handsome, alhamdulillah. Don't have to update the kurtas all the time. Don't have to buy new jackets all the time. So what each time I cut my passions down and I contribute towards Hajj, then Allah Ta'ala will make an arrangement for us. A few years ago, one of the kingdom announcement came that who are the muazzins of South Africa? And about 50 to 100 muazzins went for Hajj. Then they said, who are the ulama? They took the ulama for Hajj also. Then they say, who? One man from Cape Town, he went to the embassy and he told them, I want to go for Hajj, but I only got so much. That embassy, whoever is the minister there, he said, they have given us some concession. How much you got? We're filling up the rest, you're going for Hajj. So my dear friends, Allah Ta'ala will write our Hajj for us. Those that made the Hajj, Allah make it maqbool. Those that have left, Allah Ta'ala make it Hajj maqbool and mabroor. And those of us that are here, Allah will take you labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين